And with that, we go now, and we're pleased to be joined by the head coach of Austin FC. He's Josh Wolf. He joins us now. Josh, thank you very much for coming on the program.
My pleasure. Always good to be on. Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice, Josh. And I guess let's just get into this from the perspective right off the top here of sort of rivalry. And you know, we're excited in Texas now that we have three MLS teams here. Rivalry, I'm getting some banter back and forth from the fans. This could be a good start to kind of a rivalry between the Houston Dynamo and Austin FC.
Yeah, I mean, it's a unique situation. You have three teams in the same state, and you know, all three have a competitive edge in trying to make their mark in the marketplace. And we're kind of the new kids on the block, and obviously have a lot to prove. But Houston and Dallas both are extremely good teams, established teams, and there's a ton of talent in the state. So, you know, for us, the rivalry is just as you mentioned; it's in its birth, it's in its infancy, and I think rivalries take time to develop. But that could be one game, that could be 5 minutes, it could be a couple games. So we obviously had one game against Houston already, and you know, we got the better of them on that day, and they took a red card. So again, they showed great grit, great fight, and made it a game, kept it a game. And yeah, we know it'll be a difficult game. Good team, Tab has a good intensity. His players play with real intensity, and we know we're going to go on the road. We got to come up with the goods and be ready to compete in every facet.
Now, that's one thing I've noticed about your team. You haven't got the results you wanted. You've had some tough moments when it comes to scoring goals. For me, you look like a team that moves the ball at times beautifully up the field and through different phases of pressure and things. You haven't been able to get the execution and the goals at the end of it all to reward yourself with that play. But how do you position this weekend to your team? I mean, is this, we still believe we can make the playoffs? Is it simply, hey, let's focus on Houston and the rivalry and get another one over on them? How do you position this to your guys?
Yeah, I think it's more the latter. That, you know, I think we focus on the game and the performance. We know the season has a certain amount of games. We know there's a playoff berth at stake in the long run. But you can only control what's right in front of you. What's right in front of us is a very important in-state rivalry game against Houston. And I know they haven't gotten the results that they've wanted of late either, nor have we to a certain degree. And there's going to be a competitive edge to it. We have a way that we want to play, and Houston has a way that they want to play. So you put those two things on the table, and typically you're going to have some conflict, a difference in the way that you approach the game. And I think we saw that when we played them at home. It was confrontational. They took a red. We got a goal, but they were always going to come with a bite in a fight, and that's expected. And we got to match that, and then we got to try to play. I mean, it's nice to play good soccer, but scoring goals wins games. Winning games puts you in the playoffs. And those are the things that we talk about. And, you know, we've had enough written about us and on the good side and the bad side, but this is one game, and it's all we can control, and that's all we're looking forward to right now.
So how challenging has it been? Look, you know, I look at you and Tab, and I just kind of put myself in your shoes and just think of the pressure, sometimes the frustration, the amount of work that goes into this, implementing ideas, you know, working with players, speaking to players, building players up, giving players a push, all the work that goes in as a coach and a coaching staff. How challenging has it been to keep your players up and to continue to implement your ideas when you don't always get the backing of the result?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I think that's the challenge of coaching and managing, and I look at myself as a teacher and a coach first and foremost. And along the way now, you're certainly having to manage a lot of those moments that you're saying. And for us, we go right back to our process of the way that we play, what our intentions are, the way we prepare for the opponent, but ultimately still how we continue to develop what we are about in the way that we view the game model and expect to go out and implement that. And that's, you know, obviously, I don't think everyone loves to hear that. They want to see what are you doing to win games. And what we're doing is exactly that. We're trying to win games. And I think we put a lot into some of these games where we should be getting more results. But, again, it's the challenge of scoring goals and then keeping the opponent at bay. And both of those things are sometimes challenging and have proved at times this year for us and certainly similar to Houston. But we stick with it. And obviously we're trying to, as you mentioned, we're trying to integrate some new players along the way, getting some players back to health. But I have a good group here, and they're always motivated, and they work their backside off every game, and they compete at a good level. So I don't think that'll be lacking on the weekend. But you know, that's just the starting point. That has to be there in MLS. The competition, the competing, the fighting, the grinding has to be there. And then obviously you got to perform. So we're in the midst of a little bit of both of those.
Josh Wolf, head coach of Austin FC. By the way, he knows a little bit about World Cup qualifying as well, having represented the U.S. national team. And, of course, you know him from Major League Soccer as well. So how much, Josh, of what you're doing now, I mean, how much of this is projecting out, thinking out to next year, establishing a purpose of play? How much rope does the organization give you? Did they say, look, you've got plenty of time to implement this thing, and you know, you're not going to pull off maybe some of your positions tactically and things to try to correct it now, but to continue to kind of look out and say, okay, we keep building it, we keep believing in what we're doing.
Yeah, I think that's who I am, and that's what we're going to try to do here, and that's what we've talked about and philosophically about the way we try to build this club. And I don't talk often or ever really about being an expansion team. We built a team that was can come in and compete. We've shown pretty much, you know, every match that we are in it to compete, and we can play. We can go anywhere and play. And again, still playing is part of it. You know, having the identity, having the style of play, and certainly bringing the players up to speed is all part of it. But it's still about winning as well. And, you know, the more consistency you have and the more clarity you have in the way that you play and the way that you perform, the more times you'll put yourself in position to win. And we're continuing to improve. We still are. Again, I looked at our performance this past week, and it was extremely good for big bouts. And we should have came away with more goals. We didn't. And in the end, that cost us. And, you know, we'll continue to try to get better. And how much room and rope our management and our ownership gives us, that's not something I get too concerned about right now. I'm concerned about winning games and certainly continuing to improve and play. Every team fights in front of trying to perform and get better along the way, the course of the year. And, you know, I know Claudio and I have good dialogue, and certainly Anthony and myself as well, but this is also a business about results. And, you know, we are building, and it is a process, but, you know, I'm committed to continuing to make this better, as is the organization with giving us the funds to get the players that we've been able to get at some point this year. So it's a challenge, but it's an exciting challenge and an opportunity that I continue to really enjoy and relish.
Talk about the challenge to me, because, you know, look, you haven't won everything in life. You've done a lot of winning, though. You've won more often than not. But talk a little bit about that and some of the things that maybe as a coach, if you're willing to, that you've confronted this year that's a little bit different now, being the head guy. You've really kept a steady hand, it certainly seems to me, despite some frustrating times where you've played the better soccer. You probably should have taken a lot of points and didn't get them. But what are some of the things that have confronted you that help you blossom and continue to grow as a manager as well?
Yeah, I think the managing of players is a real big part of it. And we talk about when we don't score goals and individuals have that responsibility, but as a group, we try to build and create goals as a group, and we try to stop and prevent the opponent from scoring goals as a group. And obviously, I was a forward, and I went through my dry spells. There's no doubt about it. And I didn't score enough goals. That'll be the first thing I'd ever say in my career. I scored some goals, but it wasn't enough, because you can always score more. And that's the mentality I talk to these players about. And sure, we're missing chances and we're not scoring enough goals, but how do we go about creating them? What's the mindset and how we go about that? And then it's keeping them positive and keeping them focused on scoring and not running from that challenge, but relishing the next opportunity. And, you know, it's a fickle game. The last 4 or 5 games, we scored more goals and we've created a lot more goals. And obviously, the introduction of Sebastian Giussi has been extremely nice. You know, we've moved Alex into different parts of the field, and he's given us some good goals as well in different ways. So we've tinkered and played with it a little bit. We learn a lot about our players. I think that's what you first. What I've really enjoyed and been, you know, you open yourself up to is listening to the players a lot more. What do they have to say? What things are registering and resonating with them, whether it's from meetings, the presentations, the sessions, you know, it's our principles, all of that. It's the dialogue that's extremely critical. And, you know, it's not to say that they're telling us, you know, what we should do, but we need to listen to the feedback. I mean, we see it on the field as well, but it's important to, you know, coordinate ideas. And certainly there's a collectiveness about the way we play, but we need their input as well. And, you know, they need to feel our support always, because that's what we're here for, is to help them and give them and put them in the best place to perform on Saturdays. But also know that over the course of a year, our job is to develop them and keep teaching them, whether it's Sebastian Driussi or it's Alex Ring or it's Danny Pereira. My job is to teach and maximize their potential and put guys on the field that can now blossom and obviously present the game in the way that we want to and give us the best opportunity to win games.
He's Josh Wolf. He's the head coach of Austin FC. They have been packing him in Austin, Texas. They'll be in Houston this weekend. Rivalry match, second time they'll meet. This is good stuff. I would imagine they're going to be Austin FC fans coming down. This will be Saturday night. Josh, you know, I look at you and Todd Ramos, and I have seen some parallels because I follow both the teams pretty closely. And I've seen you make personnel changes, to your point. I've seen you make subtle tactical changes. You've tried a lot of different things to elicit goals out of this team. Do you sometimes get a little disappointed that you haven't seen a few more players like really take ownership of a position and grab it? Because you have offered an awful lot of opportunity to people to stake a claim to being a starter and really soldiering down a position.
Yeah, I think that's part of. It's also part of, for us, learning what these players are. We knew this year and the process was going to be challenging. And as you build a team, there's going to be some bigger wins on certain players and acquisitions. And again, I think Diego Fagundes is an example of an extremely big talent. And his calmness, his quality on the field is very clear. And we've utilized him in different ways. I've had him a little bit deeper because depth, we've had issues. We've obviously lacked a striker for most of the year as with injuries, but I've utilized Cecilio and Sebastian at times. And, you try to find ways to get the best out of players without disrupting certainly their qualities. But, you always want to see players take a little bit more accountability of what they're doing. But for us, it's also putting them in places for them to succeed, utilizing their qualities and their best personal attributes fitting into the way that we want to play. That's positional as much as it is tactical as well. But we have quality on this team. We've got plenty of quality to score goals. And again, like I said, I think the last few games we've scored a good amount of goals. Corbin, we obviously put in another three, but a number of opportunities in the last couple games. We should have scored more. Dallas, we scored three, and it could have been more. Obviously, we gave up five, which was really uncharacteristic for us. But I think the guys have kind of brushed aside that thought and disappointment that we're incapable of scoring goals because it was there and you could feel it for a little bit. But when we play now, and certainly against Vancouver, to create the four or five really good chances in the first half and to only come away with one was difficult. In the second half, we had a couple good chances, but it takes its toll. And again, we'll continue to push and grind and prepare and get better. But, this team has a lot of quality, and the individuals that make up the whole are very competent and extremely appreciative of the way that we play and hungry to get out and perform. And we just got to continue to get better at that.
Sebastian Driussi, I find him a very, very interesting player because he kind of looks like a different player at different times to me. Sometimes he looks really like a center forward. Sometimes he looks like a guy who might set the tempo for you. Speak to me a little bit about him and how you see him through your eyes as the head coach.
He's an extremely responsible professional player. And I say that with the idea when he plays in training, when he does his work, there's a tempo and a speed. And it's a real level. It's a real tempo all the time. And his quality on the field, playing in between lines and certainly in and around goals, finishing off opportunities, arriving in the penalty box with urgency and with clarity. And he takes the information on extremely well. He doesn't ask why, it's more of how and what do you want me to do. And then he goes and does it at a real high level. And this is a guy that costs significant money, and it's a great role model for other players. He was playing in Champions League not too long ago, and he comes here with every intention of competing and winning. And, it's a special characteristic and quality that he has. But on the field, I think he can play a number of spots. He's extremely calm. His understanding of space, positioning between lines, and his discipline to stick to that is extremely good. And you can see in one of the goals against Dallas, his eye for the final pass, his quality in the final pass is extremely good. And just his work rate, his tempo, and his change of speed is quite dynamic. And I love watching him moving in and around the penalty box because it has such precision and spirit and pace and pop to it. and then he's able to finish off plays, which is always something that we'll need in your attacking form. But the idea and the hope is that the other players can see this and recognize, you know, what it is he does, not just the scoring goals, but how he contributes and all those other things, the emotion, the intensity. And then his voice, he talks. He's certainly very charismatic and brings the team together in a good way, and that's been extremely helpful in a short time.
Well, Josh, listen, thank you very much. You've really helped us set this up for both the audience in Austin and here in Houston. It should be a really exciting day on Saturday. I really do appreciate your time immensely. And best of luck going ahead. And thanks again for coming on the program tonight.
As always, thank you, Glenn.
All right. That's the one and only Josh Wolf. Great stuff there from him.